Hello, hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace here with you today, the day before Thanksgiving. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Good afternoon to everybody. I'm coming to you today with a very powerful, poignant, packs a punch word from the Lord that I received this morning when I was in prayer. We also have something to talk about after that, some prophecy fulfilled that as actually beginning to happen that we will deal with after the word. So hello to everybody coming on. Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you all and your families. Hello to our moderators and hello to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping me do what I do for the Lord. We have a little special guest in studio with me today. Flynn is still here with us. Flynn's auntie is babysitting him while Aaron and Deb Antis have been traveling. And so Flynn is about 5 months old, Maltese puppy. And so he came to the Ark, right? You came to the Ark and you made so many friends. So many friends. Parrots, pigs, lambs, dogs, cats. He loves cats, by the way. He's enamored with cats. So Flynn's going to be here. While we go ahead with this broadcast, he's going to be sleeping on his bed. You want to get down? You want to get down? Okay, get down. So there, Flynn's going to be on his bed, but Flynn is with us still as we watch him while they are traveling and having a wonderful time. Oh, he is living it up here, let me tell you. He is having a blast, and Missy and him are like best buds. So he absolutely loves Missy. And he loves all the animals. He's got a big curiosity for animals. He happens to have a great temperament for many different types of animals. But just to be safe, so the word doesn't get interrupted, Grace the Dove and Chet are locked up for their safety while Flynn gets used to birds. So let me get on. Right, Flynn, we're going to get on my tallit. And we're going to open up in prayer. And we're going to begin here because this is a mighty, mighty word from the Lord. So here we go. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Okay. Here we go. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise due your name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking in the name of Jesus Christ that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly went to Calvary to die a brutal death, to purchase us and redeem us, fallen sinners in need of a Savior, back to you, Lord. We praise you. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. And we declare that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, to fill this room, Lord, that the weight of your glory would fall, that the power of your presence would saturate the atmosphere, that you would send your holy angels of all rankings and divisions and heavenly hosts in the name of Jesus Christ to fill this place, Father God, as we go forth in you. Lord, lead us and guide us in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, and the like that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, the corrupt, weak, willing vessels, and the like would attempt. We command they be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, and destroyed, and in the name of Jesus Christ, bound and cast back to the dry places and pits from which they came from, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are merely the clay. Father, without your breath of life in us, we are dust without you, Father. Lord, we are created beings, created to serve and glorify you, and we give you all the praise today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, so let's begin here. I wanted to say first, thank you to Kay and Sonny, who sent me this shofar, and I'm going to blow it quick before we read the word of the Lord here. Flynn may pop up for a minute, but he's getting used to the sound of the shofar. Let's see. So thank you. I know Flynn. Flynn's head popped up. I have it right here on my desk, this beautiful shofar. So thank you so much. So praise the Lord for that. Okay. I didn't blow it as loud as it could be blown because we are inside, keep in mind. But hallelujah, let's begin. Okay, so I'm going to timestamp this for you as soon as I get it. This came at approximately 8:30 a.m. this morning. I was in prayer during the night praying in the spirit. I went back to bed, and then I woke up again. Went into prayer, took Flynn up into the office with me, got him all situated in his bed, went back into prayer, and this word came forth. So this board is 3.5 pages long. It's jam-packed, and so we're going to go over it. It is going to be up on the blog, Amanda Grace, the number 4, him, him.blogspot.com. We will get it up there for you, and so let us begin. Praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord of hosts, maker of heaven and earth. For the name of the Lord is good, and his mercy and mercies endureth forever. Who sits on the highest throne and rules with a rod of righteousness, who brings forth the rod of correction, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, your hope, that's capitalized, my children, your hope is in me, those are capitalized, says the Lord of hosts. Your hope is not in man-made systems that are fallible, that are faulty, that grossly miscalculate, for their makers are faulty, says the Lord. And says the Lord, I am, that's capitalized, triggering a current, says the Lord, that will run across this nation, an electrical current as well. Supercharges in the skies shall bring forth the unusual, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the fixers, that's capitalized, shall be exposed. Yes, the fixers, says the Lord, those who have been paid by means of digital currencies and notes to fix, that's capitalized, events in your nation in their favor. To try and fix, that's capitalized, and cause a very, very skewed outcome in more ways than one, says the Lord of hosts. For this is beyond elections, says the Lord, far beyond the elections. For they not only desire to fix, that's capitalized, this nation in their favor, but key, that's capitalized, countries of resource and influence around the world. And says the Lord of hosts, they are examining Africa, that's capitalized, closely, says the Lord, for what is in the earth is much desired, and a resource lies deep, that's capitalized, in the earth that has not yet been uncovered. And the corrupt and those bound by mammon and greed who serve such powers and principalities are narrowing in on such countries, says the Lord. Watch Zimbabwe for events of such a nature. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, near the West Coast, the current shall switch, for a sequence that has been switched shall be discovered and reversed. For there is a sequential mathematical code that has its tentacles throughout those states on the West Coast, throughout their commerce system, throughout their election system, throughout their corporate system, and deep its cavernous dwellings. The head lies deep within the government of more than one state who are working in tandem to attempt to dry up the lakes. And says the Lord of hosts, this cavernous dwelling shall be discovered amongst the West Coast states. A buried disc shall emerge, as they have attempted to purge the people of their voice. However, says the Lord, their vocal box shall be taken instead. Their stump shall be suddenly removed from under them. For I, the Lord thy God, say this day, the tide has just begun to turn, and the high tide they have used to cover their dealings is going out. And what is on the floor, that's capitalized, shall be discovered, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the race is set before those I have anointed and appointed for leadership. The lanes shall suddenly switch. Switch is capitalized. And a change, a changing of lanes, says the Lord, is coming, as I, the Lord your God, steer you through this turn. For this turn is in tandem with the standard I am raising in your nation. It must work in tandem. And I, the Lord, am decreeing this day to leaders, all capitals here, you uphold that standard or you will be removed. Do not abuse your seat, but use it as a tool to rebuild for the people of this nation the rubble that was left. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, snakes in Washington, D.C. will be found in unusual areas. That's all capitalized. The burrows that have been made that have compromised the entire system shall be found and closed up, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, there is another country that shall yet be discovered for dealings with those in high office. There is another, says the Lord, and it has had a secret channel from the area of South America connected across the oceans to Ukraine. There are other dealings of business and weaponry that shall be discovered. For the largest gun running operation whose sticky fingers reside in leadership in your nation shall be exposed. The hour is quickly approaching. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, my children, in this hour, cleave unto me, that's capitalized, meaning the Lord. Do not look to man as a savior, for man is fallible. Man wants to steer outside their lane, that's all capitalized. A hard correction shall bring it back into alignment. For I, the Lord, am bringing a hard correction to leadership across arenas, says the Lord. Judgment begins in the house of God, says the Lord. And what has been done in secret of you leaders, as in Ezekiel, in the inner room, thinking no one sees, all capitals here. However, I have seen, says the Lord, a thirst for control, unholy attachments, drinking your way into darkness, and you have puffed yourselves up, says the Lord. Now, cup of iniquity, right, has become full. It's like a drink. So that could be a reference to that, the way the Lord is putting it here. We'll see. What was supposed to be the example, the standard, has become like fools, says the Lord. Therefore, I am suddenly shifting. A sudden gust of wind shall knock over the paper buildings, and what is not firmly rooted in me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, in this hour, am shaking the thin paper doll leaders, no substance, thin and frail in their spirits. Those covers shall be removed, says the Lord, for they have brushed to the side their first love for a name that is not mine, says the Lord. It is not mine. And that standard I am so raising is the plumb line being dropped to measure the worthiness of leadership in the church, in the government, in sectors. The plumb line is being dropped hard and fast on the giants of social media, for it shall take one simple stone, what does not look dangerous, but shall collapse parts deep within their empires, including the mainframe, says the Lord. This paragraph, next paragraph, is all capitalized. The mainframes are losing their power, says the Lord. Tick tock, tick tock. All the way to the Far East shall suffer such a collapse at its core, at the head of a company across the globe, that it shall shock the Far East. It shall shock those in this nation. It shall shake and rattle the entire arena of social media that persecutes for sport. That spirit of Rome woven within it, a digital arena of persecution and propitiation, says the Lord. Watch and see, it is coming, dot, dot, dot. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, A face shall lose its book, but book is spelled B-O-O-K-E, which is a very ancient spelling of book. Okay, keep that in mind, says the Lord. For this standard is the measuring line, says the Lord. One leader in that arena shall fall on their knees and repent before me. Others will just fall. For the ground that holds their empire shall split open and swallow up whole parts of what they have built. That's capitalized, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Purim and Passover, events in tandem, says the Lord. Watch for the first quarter of your new year shall be crucial. That's capitalized. And it is there a serious change of heart must be made. For the grace shall thin past that, and those who have not allowed such a change shall suddenly fall off. They shall fade away. For I, the Lord, all capitals, expect those to steward well the position and influence I have given them. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, another flip in Israel shall ruffle the nations that surround. The Abraham Accords shall be tested, and some shall break the agreements made amongst these nations. For Isaac and Ishmael came together for a time, and for the safety of Isaac was sent away, only to return for a brief time to bury their father. A brief time, says the Lord, for I, the Lord, need to be in the midst for such to be on solid ground. However, the ground is becoming shaky, and an incident involving Jordan and surrounding nations shall put these to the test. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, now all capitals, this entire paragraph is all capitals. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Benjamin, son of my right hand, use your position wisely, says the Lord. Do not use such to get your fingers sticky, for it gets caught. It gets caught then on what is destructive, says the Lord. Be constructive, rebuild what your own with the help of brotherhoods tried to destroy. Put your hand to the plow. Keep your eyes on me, Adonai, who has called you for such a time. You just focus on me and listen for my instruction for your seat to be stable. For plans are being made to already take you out. For you have been given the power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do not let serpents and scorpions near you again, for they stung and issued a severe bite last time, for you ventured where I did not want you to go. My mercy has allowed you for this time. Use it wisely and listen to counsel who fears the Lord Most High more than they fear man, for this shall be your greatest accomplishment yet, if you so do. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, rivers run into greater bodies of water. They run into lakes. They run near, that's capitalized, quarries. Rivers are a smaller stream of a greater and deeper area. Follow the river to the lakes and the depths of the sea. The Hudson River, says the Lord, just watch for going north in New York, what gets pulled from the deep, for their feet are on ice, ice is capitalized, and a fall is imminent, for they have challenged the Lord and my plans, that's capitalized, and for that there shall be correction. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Washington, D.C. to Florida, just watch for a series of events that shall prove to be very capitalized, connected, says the Lord. Oh, businessmen and women, that's capitalized, O is capitalized. Oh, businessmen and women, humble yourselves before me. Come unto me, that's capitalized, meaning the Lord, you who are heavy laden, and all capitals the rest of the way, and I shall give you rest. Your rest in me. You rest in me, you shall run a strong race, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Rest in my plans. Some are already seeking me, says the Lord, and for that I shall honor them among men as they proclaim the name of the Lord and my plans. For this is the order it shall be. Do not ingest the bitter scrolls being handed to you, for the oppressiveness of those words spoken shall weigh you down. Ingest the scrolls I, the Lord, shall present before you, for those words carry power that breaks the airwaves of the enemy that so want to indoctrinate the masses. However, I am presenting you scrolls of strategy, scrolls of good news, scrolls of plans to come. You must know the difference between what the enemy is attempting to feed you and what I, the Lord, am presenting before you. For the fork in the road is fast approaching, and you must choose. Choose wisely, says the Lord, for you shall come into alignment with my plans if you do, and it shall surpass anything the wicked can do. Any pit, any plot, any scheme, any slander, any story, any reconfiguration, it shall surpass that and cause the enemy to be brought to confusion for thinking they could ever overthrow the plans of Almighty God. And says the Lord of hosts, this is a season of change, my children, breaking away what was weighing you down, what was of the flesh. This season you shall be broken away from such things and circumstances for your good, not for your harm. For there are those out there who have stepped into a bear trap and their foot is caught, and moving is capitalized, will be difficult. For they have listened to those who have turned a deaf ear to me and have gone the way of Lot. Lot is capitalized. My ways are higher than your ways, and my capital thoughts higher than your thoughts. For I am repositioning you, setting your feet on the right path, protecting you and walking you through these doors that were meant for you. Others attempted to take what I meant for you, and I, the Lord, am bringing that correction and shielding you from such, for too much growth with shallow roots leads to a collapse. Remember that as you go deeper with me and higher than you ever have, get ready, for the hour is upon you, and know it is I, the Lord your God, speaking to you this day. For I love my capital children, and I instruct for your good, not for your harm. Heed, that's capitalized, heed it, for the ones who do will be greatly blessed and prospered, for they carry a strong mantle. A double portion is being poured out in this hour. This double portion is double-edged. For those who have been faithful, it shall elevate them even more. It shall cause them to walk in greater power and authority through Christ Jesus. And for those who have strayed and wandered into areas I, the Lord, never, that's capitalized, permitted them to go, that double portion shall be correction, sobering, says the Lord. I am merciful, however, I am also just. Justice capitalized. Justice shall be poured out upon the justice department, says the Lord. Watch as the gavel of justice, the rod, shall come down on the heads and trickle down into their main frames. For they were supposed to carry out justice, that's capitalized, and instead have twisted it as the serpent, and that serpent of their own making shall now bite them. The hour is coming, the standard is being raised, the banner of the Lord is upon your nation. Look to me, that's capitalized, not man, for I, the Lord, am executing the plans and purposes for godliness and holiness, all capitals, must return to your nation and your leaders in order to see redemption bloom. The winter makes way for spring, where I, the Lord, shall pass over. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the King of kings, who rules and reigns forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Woo! And amen. That's where it ends. Praise be to the name of the Most High God. Pray about it. Test the spirit. That word is a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. We give all glory to God. So we will put it up on the blog for you, so you have it to hold on to. And we have a wonderful team that keeps track also and watches as these things come to pass. And so we're going to discuss a few of those things right now that I think you're going to find very interesting. So let me get this up, because this kind of goes with the word, but these things were prophesied way before. So let me find here here it is. These couple of things that we should go over. I think it's important. Okay. So, if you remember, on September 26, 2022, there was a broadcast around that time, 10 days of awe, 10 days of reckoning. And I talked about the 10 days of awe that would start between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the 10 days of awe. And that would also begin the 10 days of reckoning that would start within that time and go through the end of the year. And we talked about the definition of reckoning, the account or an instance of reckoning, such as an account or bill due, you know, a settlement of accounts, a day of reckoning. Remember, these things were said on September 26th. Well, let me show you one of the latest news headlines. And I believe this was from Fox News. This was sent to us. And so they sent it to me to show me. And let me show you what it says. The day of reckoning for the Bidens is coming on Fox Business. So this was not long ago that this was posted, but they specifically use day of reckoning in this. And we had talked about this on September 26th, that it was going to go through till the end of the year. And the day of reckoning was going to start between during the 10 days of awe, between Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, and Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Hebrew Jewish calendar. And so basically this is news that broke within the past, I think it's a week and a half. So we just wanted to show you that. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'll take this down now. And then we're going to go over this also. We also had, let me see here, Disney. Okay. So I'm going to read to you these two prophecies from Disney and then show you what happened, because it started in the beginning, I think it was, oh my gosh, it was towards the end of 2021 that this started, going into 2022. But something very interesting happened. So on March 27th, 2021, this is what was said. Right now, my people must not fall into complacency and accept what they see. For it is a trick of the eye, an optical illusion, says the Lord of hosts. And optics are changing, says the Lord. And what the eye thought was truth will switch, that's capitalized, and become a lie, a fabrication, filtered through the media, that's capitalized, of imagination and imagineers, that's the term Disney uses, that's capitalized, alike, as Disney shall suffer an even heavier blow for their part and shall be struck for their dark arts, and many shall tumble down, as they as well shall lose their crowns and their wands alike. For I, the Lord, see through their veil of innocence to the clamps they put on the mind, the mass messages they feed a large number of people that have even infiltrated parts of the church and the steeple to help a wicked undercurrent of rule train up a child in the way they say, that's capitalized, they should go. And I, the Lord God, am stopping that flow and reversing the current of darkness that has gotten deeper with time. And I shall pull from the deep the massiveness of their crimes. And that truly at the core, there was never a love for children, but a hatred to harm. And some will even be sent to the funny farm, except not funny at all. Quite a sad state of affairs, says the Lord of hosts. And then on October 20th, 2021, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, it shall not be a jubilee for Disney, for I shall pull out of the depths of their darkness that which shall be written in bold and shall fracture their company and holdings. As 50 shall not be a good year for them, says the Lord of hosts. Now, I'm going to get this up for you. Let me just make sure I have it up here. Otherwise, I'm going to have to get it up. Yes. Okay. I have it up. Now, I'm going to show you what happened recently this past month, because this was way in last year, these words, way in last year. Disney stock has worst day in 21 years. Disney wasn't able to escape the earnings bloodbath that hit the tech sector after the powerful media conglomerate suffered its worst day on the stock market in 21 years. Okay, so this is what the article says. Let me tell you why this is significant now. 21, let's talk about the number 21 for a second. 21 is a number that is closely associated with the occult. If you think about even this nation, 21 to drink, 21 in blackjack. You see what I mean? There's the age of, or the number of 21 that happens to appear in things that you would consider vices also. Drinking, gambling, you see this number have a tendency to show itself, right? And 21 is closely associated with the occult. And this article is saying it had its worst day in 21 years on the stock market, and it happened this past month in November. Its worst day in 21 years, okay? So 21 being associated closely with the occult, it's judgment upon Disney for making that practice its master. So that number is popping up in a way because judgment is upon Disney for serving their master of the occult. And so that number now is popping back up as a reverse judgment on them for closely associating themselves with the occultic practices. As you can see in all of their movies, they don't hide it, associating themselves with such. So basically, I find this really telling about where Disney is going and what is happening. And the Lord said their holdings, fracture their company and holdings. He said that October 20th, 2021, their company and holdings would fracture. It would fracture. This is what's happening. Their company and holdings are fracturing. He also said in March 27, 2021, that I read that excerpt, that they would lose their crowns. A crown is a symbol of rule and authority, right? And wealth and being at the upper echelon. And the Lord on March 27, 2021 said they would lose their crowns. This is what's happening. Their crown is being taken from them now because of what they've done. So we just wanted to share that with you also. And that is another prophecy that is coming to pass before our very eyes. Praise the Lord for accuracy, because those were way last year, those words, when they were given. I will tell you, if you go back on Ark of Grace Ministries YouTube channel, you will see that in 2018, we were talking about Disney. In 2018, I had done a teaching sounding the alarm about Disney and what was coming. So if you want to go back, that is 4 years ago that basically the Lord started having me sound the alarm on Disney in 2018. So you can go back and search for that. You'll see it. You can actually search Disney also on the channel, and I'm sure it will come up, but it's from 2018 that we did that. So basically, we wanted to share that as well, and we praise the Lord for that. There's a lot going on. There's a lot happening. There's a lot switching, a lot of fishing expeditions that were prematurely done before the midterms. We are seeing now a bait and switch, and those that the fishing expeditions were done on, were done on out of corruptness, out of wickedness, out of thirst for control. We are seeing a bait and switch happen, and those fishing expeditions now turning on the fishers of those men. So, you know, the Lord makes us fishers of men, and then you have those that are fishers of men for sport in order to try to take out those that are deemed as a threat. And those fishers of men that went on those fishing expeditions, we are seeing in this hour a bait and switch occur. And those fishers of men are now the ones being fished. Okay. They are now the ones being gone after. They are now the ones where the waters are getting chummed after them. They are now the ones that are going to be on the run. And so in a previous word that I think was given in the past month and a half or so, the Lord said, watch the highest secretaries in the land right now. Watch for that right now and what happens with them for prematurely executing expeditions to try to further their own positions. So watch what happens in that in this hour, because I think we're going to see an enormous turn there as well occur. I also believe you're going to see some of the highest seats in the land, not the highest, but some of the highest, turn on the highest seat in the land. So you're probably going to see shocking turns in this hour, like just people completely doing a 180 and turning on those that they were doing those expeditions for. And so I'm saying to watch for that as well now, because we are in an hour where the Lord is sifting leadership. He's sifting it. He's allowing it to be sifted. He is tilling up the soil. He's breaking everything up that they have attempted to mummify and solidify. And what the Lord has done, and he's gone in and he's tilled that soil and he's broken it up. And it's going to start to expose all of those old deep roots that were lying in the soil in areas of our nation. So I would watch for that too, because you know, there's a reason that people are right now in leadership strategically resigning, that they are strategically stepping down, that they are strategically taking a step back, because the walls are closing in on them. The writing is on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting. That was in the book of Daniel when King Belshazzar praised the gods of gold and silver and wood, and God had heard enough. And the hand came down and wrote on the wall in a language that only Daniel could understand. And I will tell you something about Daniel. The Lord protected him in a land of captivity. And those who were wicked, corrupt, controlling advisors to King Darius, okay, who took King Belshazzar's place when he lost his kingdom to the Medes. I think it was the Medes and the Persians. The kingdom was divided between the Medes and the Persians. Those wicked advisors, because Daniel was righteous and Daniel had the ability to see and hear what the Lord was saying, to know the voice of the Lord, they tried to oust him and they tried to harm him and they tried to push him out to further jockey their position forward. And those advisors, it ended up bringing their demise because they touched the anointed of God and they went after the anointed of God and they went after the one that had the favor of God on their lives. So the people that did that in this hour, that saw the anointing on someone's life and literally tried to shove them out because they wanted that position, God is exacting a bill and a wage on that in this hour. There is going to be consequences exacted for that reason. And we're going to see that across the board. We're going to see that in many areas of life right now. We're going to see that in government, for sure, in multiple countries right now. I'm watching and praying because, you know, we see shiftings happening in the world right now. There was an enormous earthquake in Indonesia that we're going to talk about next time, because there was a time in the past, I think 6 months or so, I will double check, but I heard about Indonesia from the Lord, and this massive earthquake has now happened in this area of the world. The earth is groaning. It is crying out. There is literally a shift happening, a shifting of plates, a shifting of leaders, a shifting of just events that are occurring. And so I'm going to be kind of praying about that with the Lord and seeing what the Lord has to say about some of these things, because the United States is connected to other nations. And so when you see the shifts happen in these nations that are connected, they all begin to shift in tandem. So I am watching for that as well. Italy just dropped into my spirit right now. Keep your eyes on Italy right now in this hour and what comes forth from the deep in Italy. I think it's going to rock the globe, what comes forth out of Italy, what's going to happen, what comes out. So just keep your eyes on Italy in this hour as we go forward. And so praise the Lord. I think that's where I am going to end, but the Lord is definitely raising a standard in this nation, and he expects leadership to come under the yoke of that standard now to lead. And he expects discipline out of his leaders. He does. And he expects them to stop puffing out their feathers and to start submitting humbly to him, because he has the strategy that can circumvent anything the enemy could do. And leaders have to get this. They are not the be all and end all. God is. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the yoke you want to come under for victory to occur. When you glorify God before men, he honors you before men. He has strategies that the wicked think you will never figure out. So come under the yoke of the Lord, leaders, in this hour. It is crucial and it is necessary for where we are going for you to do this. It's time to rebuild. And those Nehemiahs and those types are being called forth because they have a mind to work, but to work under the submission of God. You see, that's what the Lord wants now. Leaders that have a mind to work, but work under the submission of God. And he means really work, not smoke and mirrors, not embellishments, not, but a mind to work and diligently set their mind to work and to rebuild. And this is what the Lord is calling for right now in this hour. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Where did you go? Up, he's in the corner. He is sleeping in the corner right now. Little Flynn, he is out cold behind my chair right now. That's his favorite spot in my office, is behind my chair. That is, well, it's really to my right and your left. Okay, so it'd be to my right, right over here, and your left, my chair would be. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All glory be to God. He is so good. His mercy endures forever. Thank God for his mercy, because we're truly nothing without him. Honestly, we are vessels and we are instruments. And if you picture a piano, right? If a piano makes not a sound unless it's played, and it can make one of two sounds. If somebody sits at the piano who doesn't know how to play it, and they begin, it's nothing but noise. There is no order to it. It is confusion. It is noise. It is grating. But if you have a master technician, right, sit down at that piano that knows what keys to press, that knows how to bring things in sync, in order, and in symphony, you get a beautiful sound coming out of that piano. Beautiful. And that is us with the Lord. You see, the Lord is a master technician, and he knows exactly how to sit there and what buttons to press in our life and how to play them together to bring order, to bring things into alignment, to bring things into his will. And that we will then, our lives will be a joyful noise for the Lord. Our lives will be, you know, proclaiming the works of the Lord and a blessing and this amazing symphony and living letter read by all men, because the Lord knows how to utilize us as an instrument, you see. And it's so important for us to know that when someone sits at the piano, that's a master technician, the piano allows them to play whatever they need to play. We as tools and instruments should be allowing the Lord to play whatever he needs to play in our lives, for that sound to come into order, to come forth out of our mouth to give him glory. And so we should remember that going forward. So I just want to say to everybody, thank you. Happy, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. We absolutely love you here at Ark of Grace. The animals, I know you all love the animals, and we're going to be doing some more with the animals upcoming. I'm going to even try to do some teachings outside with the animals, so we will make an announcement for that. We have that upcoming. And so I just wanted to go over a couple of things quickly at the end, because we have gone up, and I'm sorry, I have an itch on the top of my head towards the end of the broadcast. We have gone up on many platforms now. Praise the Lord. The Lord has opened the door for this. You see, I didn't go seeking this out. The Lord literally opened a door of opportunity for this to happen. So I'm going to read to you the list. It's also on arkofgrace-ministries.com. The list is on there too, but I'm going to go over the list real quick. We are on Frank's Speech. All of the ones I'm going to read were on his Ark of Grace Ministries. So every single platform I'm about to read, you can find us as Ark of Grace Ministries. If it's different, I will read it. But we're on Frank Speech, Telegram, Truth Social, Cloud Hub, Brighteon, BitChute, Parler, Getter, G-E-T-T-R, ClickView, that's C-L-I-K-V-I-E-W, Substack, Gab. We are on Instagram as Ark of Grace 88, and we are on TikTok as Ark of Grace Ministries, because I think it's a cesspool out there and we need some godliness out there on TikTok before whatever the Lord's going to do, he's going to do to it. So that's the only reason we're out on there. And so I just wanted to read that. Once again, it's Frank Speech, Telegram, Truth Social, Cloud Hub, Brighteon, BitChute, Parler, Getter, ClickView, Substack, Gab, Instagram, and TikTok. You can find us on all these platforms. We also have an app. If you go to your app store and search Ark of Grace, you will see the dove with the olive branch. We are on Rumble as Ark of Grace Ministries as well. So please subscribe to Rumble as well, because we really want to grow Rumble and start doing a lot more with Rumble as well. So, and we are on Facebook as Ark of Grace Ministry. So those are the names of all the platforms. Oh boy, that was a lot. So anyway, let me just put this up. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, you can save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They have amazing specials going on right now. They are more than just pillows. They have bathrobes. They have slippers. They have dog beds that our animals have slept on, including Noble the Pig, at the sanctuary. You can get amazing deals right now at MyPillow.com. So use promo code ARK, and it will as well bless you and save you a whole bunch. And also, we're going to put this up. This is Andrew Sorcini. If you go to bh-pm.com, Andrew loves to come on Ark of Grace, and he loves to answer all of your financial questions, even beyond gold and silver. He has answered your financial questions, which we greatly appreciate. So if you go to bh-pm.com, you can fill out their new client form. He's very knowledgeable in all things the market, gold and silver, and would, you know, appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and help you with your needs. So there we go. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to MyPillow and Andrew Sorcini as well. And I think this is where we're going to end. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up. Armor up right now. Ephesians 6. We need the armor of God to go forth as we go forth in him. And have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Blessings to you and your families. And we will be back on. We will announce when we're coming back on. It will be very soon. But we will be announcing when we come back on. This Monday, actually, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is our second episode of Grace Out Loud with Marty Grisham for Loudmouth Prayer. Don't miss that. We're going to flow a lot in the prophetic on that episode. So this Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be having Grace Out Loud with Marty Grisham from Loudmouth Prayer. So we praise the Lord for that. We welcome the Lord to have his way with that as well. And so we just wanted to let you know so you can mark your calendars. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. The animals love you. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a wonderful holiday. And we'll be back on after. So have a wonderful day, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace. And I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Art of Grace before, he loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact, Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his. I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables three times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee, with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st.
And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Don A. Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, and Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0. as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.